Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This is a podcast from the Smart Material Collective, made by nerds, funded by the listeners.
Hey everyone, Alex here. Now, I know what you're thinking. Why haven't there been new episodes of my favourite science and tech podcast for a while? Well, it's because of a couple of things, and both of them are good. First up, Oz and I have finished our PhDs. Now, if you're one of the people thinking, oh my god, does that mean this podcast has to come to a close, or you have to change the title to something like Why Aren't You a Professor Yet? Know that I, and everyone else who listens to this, is judging you. And it also has me wondering whether my branding was wrong to begin with, and whether the number of listeners who wrongly think this is about PhDs is greater than the number of people who get the title and understand our role as serious commentators at the intersection of science, tech, and popular culture. But, you know, I shouldn't let that paralyze me from editing a backlog of episodes from while Oz was in America. Secondly, we've just been working on a lot more projects within this podcast and outside of it, so make sure that you follow us on social media to stay updated. And finally, before you get to hear this episode with us talking about the news, did you hear that Oz was on the radio? Yeah, he was on BBC Asia Network talking about his worst dating experiences. Now, it wouldn't be wrong of you to suggest that we set trends like mathematical jelly, but I think it's a bit more than that. Think about this. What other science and tech podcast hosts could transition into that space and contribute to that discourse while remaining on brand, while remaining authentic, while remaining confident, classy, and capable? No, there's none. There's just one. It's Oz Ismail. And you're wondering why am I gassing up so much? It's because he's not in this episode. Okay, bye. So what have you seen in the news recently?
So quite a few people probably come across the headlines about how the eels in the Thames are addicted to cocaine.
What?
Cocaine.
So there are so many coke users in London. Like, there are an estimated 80,000 lines of coke ending up in the Thames every day, that loads of fish and other animals that live in the Thames and sort of connected canals are ingesting it. And eels in particular are getting really hyperactive because the drugs are accumulating in their tissues, so it's building up in their muscles. And it's also showing that the eels with higher levels of cocaine in their system have also got higher levels of stress hormones. And what isn't covered in a lot of like the mainstream like media about this is that European eels are critically endangered. They have to cross the Atlantic to actually like spawn east of the USA, so like to reproduce. And the high levels of cocaine and stress hormones actually mean that like a lot of them may not be able to make this journey.
Really? Because in human beings, it's the opposite.
Wait,
cocaine,
sorry.
Facilitates,
makes it easier for them to cross the Atlantic.
Mating rituals, etc.
Wait, what I'm really interested in is the fact that you said 80,000 80,000 lines of coke
a day.
Yeah. A day.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's work it out, because
if you want to know how many people I've got that figure.
No, for me it's just like, okay, look, a gram of coke.
Why are you looking at me like that?
No, looking at you in all. I wasn't basically.
Let me just check the internet real quick. Yes, that's correct, Alex.
No, I wasn't looking at Hannah, because between the two of us, I assumed we'd have a consensus on.
No, it depends how good the stuff is. I've heard from a friend. You can get £100 per gram. Depends how strong the cocaine is.
Okay, so I'm trying to work out how much a line of cocaine would
be. Depends who's doing the line.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Not so
it's like, fucking, that's a meter, mate. You know what I mean? So, yeah, I think on average, I don't know, I guess an average, maybe like 100 micromilligrams. Yeah.
That is a lot of money. That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of pesos.
Going into the Thames.
Yeah. So this isn't like literally, you know, coke that's gone straight into the Thames. This is coke that people have consumed and then peed out. Mm. And the current waste treatment system is not filtering out the sort of residue cocaine before it goes into the river.
I mean, what kind of city has to think about in their sort of architectural and civil planning and that, and being like, oh, well, you know, our waste water treatment has to, we've got to filter out the coke, the speed, the MDMA.
One of my favourite facts about this as well is London is the only city where, like, the concentration of coke in our water systems doesn't increase at the weekend. It's just at a high all through the week.
I think everyone's at a high. That's the point, isn't it?
No, for me, it's the fact that, okay, if you piss out this cocaine, right? So couldn't you take your own pee and then, like, reduce it, boil it down, and, like, crystallize it and shit? And then you'd still have, like, you'd have, like, a lot of urea and other stuff that's found in pee. But you'd have, you know, coke. Oh, basically, what I'm saying
stripping
is,
it out,
is, you know, you got to reuse that stuff.
You got to reuse. It's good for the environment. Right. Recycle your cocaine, folks.
Exactly. Like, you can put some glitter on it and then it's, you know, upcycling.
No, but, you know, genuinely, the production of drugs, especially cocaine, is actually very harmful, not just, like, ecologically, but to certain communities and stuff. And the process of, you know, because it's illegal narcotic all over the world, the black market that it fuels is actually very harmful to people. So you could actually make that argument. Like, recycle your cocaine, folks. It's like, it's good for the world.
Don't consume your own pee.
Please don't drink your own piss.
So another interesting thing I find about all this is, obviously, there's lots of people going like, oh, the level of, like, you know, recreational drug users is like wreaking havoc with the animals in the Thames. But it's not just recreational or illegal drugs that are the problem. So antidepressants that are getting into the water the same way are also affecting things like the level of certain bacteria, the level of algae, and wrecking, like, the life cycles of insects. So it's less people need to stop doing drugs and more, like, waste treatment needs to get better.
That's a very good point. Very good. Very interesting.
I mean, I like the idea that you can go from, like, one side of the Thames to the other and come out, like, nicely medicated.
But just, like, high as fuck.
Yeah.
I feel great, man.
Yeah.
Everything's cool.
No, but, like, it's slightly worrying that humans, I guess, our pharmacological needs are now, like, going into the environment.
The scary thing for me is, I mean, there's one, like, researchers are saying, we have the technology to filter these things out as we're treating waste before, you know, that water is pumped back into rivers and other waterways. It's just a money thing. So it's, I think, like, with everything humans are doing that's messing with the environment, like, we can stop this. It's just we need to value stopping it.
This reminds me of something, and this is a bit of a segue, but I recently went to film a story about the Hampstead Ponds.
What's that?
It's basically like these ponds that people go swimming in all the time. It's basically a 72-minute documentary about a couple ponds. It was boring as fuck. Yeah. A bunch of people going, why, this pond is amazing. But I didn't understand it. But now, after this explanation, they're obviously just high as fuck, because throughout the film, they're like, this pond is amazing. Oh my God, it changes my life. Like, I swim in this pond every day and I feel amazing. I'm like, motherfucker, you high.
I like the idea that different ponds have different things in. Yeah. So, like, you know, every second Tuesday, you go into the fifth pond from the right and you come out, you're like, oh yeah, I'm nicely dampened from the amount of sertraline going through my body right
my
now.
My God.
So the real question is, with all this, we're talking about, you know, cocaine and Thames and all this, that, what will it mean for that Oxbridge boat race?
Cocaine is a hell of a drug, my friend.
Yeah, because they're going to get to a certain point. You know, that one where the like the people from Oxford and Cambridge like do the rowing thing across the Thames.
Splash a bit of water. Yeah.
You get like halfway through, a bit of water comes up, and then like one boat's
like, just like, I'm going
to
win this race.
I don't think any of the people in either of those boats like don't already have access to cocaine.
I'm talking about the cocaine being in their body. All right, because I'm assuming they get dope tested beforehand. So like during it, it's just like,
just splashing the water. I gotta win this race.
Actually, I'm not gonna lie. I saw there's someone at my gym who I'm entirely sure is on, I'm not gonna say cocaine, but some kind of stimulant because I have seen them trying to, like, you ever watch House of Cards? There's one bit in the first series where he's, I think first or second series, where he's using a rowing machine and like does it so hard that the chain snaps off. Yep. Right. So I have never seen that happen because I have seen someone who is at least 6'5" going like as hard as possible on the rowing machine. And they're like, wow. The only thing I could think at the time was like, House of Cards is a lie.
Yeah, House of Cards is a lie.
Because this guy could... He could
destroy anything. Like
he could probably put one of his hands around my head and rip it like an apple. So
that's always a pleasant thought. I mean, sorry.
I mean, that's how I like to end all my gym like exploits, is thinking, wow, someone could kill me.
I must become stronger, damn it.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF Podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.